Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this sanctified Sunday, as we focus on the church and congregations of the church like the various ones found in the Bible, this week we are praying for churches that are like the one in Colossae, the Colossian brethren that Paul would write to in the book or the letter to the Colossians. Chapter 1, verse number 2, he says and greets them, "To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae." And he says in verse number 4, "Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints." See, they were faithful and they were constant. But we also see later in the letter that Paul seeks to encourage them. Because just because you are a faithful church does not exclude you from being discouraged or being downcast, being cast down, as we're going to call it. And so would you pray for me, that for churches like churches today that are cast down, like the church in Colossae. Father in heaven, we thank you for the church around the world. We thank you for the oneness and the unity of it. And we thank you for the autonomy of the congregations that happen to be in each town or city or province around the world. We pray for these congregations of your church that are cast down. They're constant in your word, but yet they are discouraged and downcast. Perhaps some are trying to deceive them. Some are trying to uproot them. Some trying to cheat them through philosophy and empty deceit. Or even some are trying to tell them to be uncrucified, to unbury themselves with Christ. And this is what Paul was describing to the church in Colossae. He understood that people were trying to deceive, uproot, cheat them, and to cause them to dig up their old lives and go back to their old ways. And we pray that these congregations today that are like this would not be deceived. They would not be uprooted, that they would not be cheated, and that they would continue to crucify themselves on a daily basis. Father, we pray that these churches would be encouraged to continue on. As Paul would tell the Colossians, to be filled with the knowledge of his will, of your will, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We pray that these churches would be filled with the knowledge of your will, that they would walk worthy of you, fully pleasing you, being fruitful in every good work and in increasing in the knowledge of you, strengthened with all might according to your glorious power. And realize that these things, the things that are trying to deceive them or uproot them, and the people are promoting those things, have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Chapter 2, verse 23. Father, we pray that these churches would continue to seek those things which are above, where Christ is. Chapter 3, verse 1 and following. And that these churches would help other congregations of your church to become zealous and constant in pleasing you, that they would encourage others like Paul and Epaphras encourage them. Father, we pray that these churches would pray more and that we would pray more for them. It's in Jesus' name and by His authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all and all. the tempter's snare, by thy return, sweet.